enemy man lifted that cross and planted it in the sand. And lifted up his voice and began to preach the name of Jesus. Many there mocked and laughed. Others said what they thought were witty things. But I considered what the man had to say. And I got to considering how little I knew about Jesus. I got to considering that despite the fact that I had my master's in history, had done postgraduate work, despite the fact that I taught for 5 years, two at the university level, was the son of an English professor, had been brought up with a classical education, I knew nothing, almost nothing about the Bible. So I decided I'd write my parents and ask them to send me a Bible. And a few weeks later, I received in the mail a New Testament. And I opened it up and I began to read quickly.
He can still read?
Through Matthew and Mark.
So drugged out, how
Luke.
Did you read?
Hey, I was still reading even before I read the Bible. You know the last book I read before I started reading the Bible?
Right.
I had been reading Ram Dass, Be Here Now. But then I read a book by a psychologist that some of you may know. I forget the author's name, but it was called The Primordial Scream.
Primal
Scream. Primal Scream. Have you read it?
No, sir.
Well, you know the book. And so this guy's psychology, was to scream. Say, you'd go out and scream until you got the primal scream, the ultimate scream, until you really... got back to your nature, I guess.
Yeah, let's hear a Bible scream, Judge.
So I used to go out and howl at the moon.